Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. Assalamu alaikum brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from the Golden Morals series on Al-Bayan Radio. Today's episode is titled, Come to the House of Jabir. As we discussed before, in the Battle of Al-Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally took part in digging the trench alongside his companions radiallahu anhum. And at this time, as we mentioned, they were suffering from poverty and distress. And sometimes a whole day would pass and they would not have eaten or drank anything. In spite of this, my dear brothers and sisters, the companions still dug the trench with absolute enthusiasm, extracting the earth while reciting slogans to lift their spirits and forget about their exhaustion and hunger. In a loud and beautiful voice, they would say the words, Allahumma, lawla anta mahtadayna, wala tasaddaqna, wala sallayna. Oh Allah, were it not for you, we would not have been guided, nor would we have given in charity nor prayed. So this boosted the morale of the companions radiallahu anhum as they were digging the earth, and they would join in together in these slogans, and they would also say such words as, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا. We are those who have given the pledge of allegiance to Muhammad to observe Islam as long as we remain alive. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respond to them by saying, Oh Allah, the real goodness is the goodness of the hereafter. So please forgive the Ansar and the Muhajireen. So this automatically lifted their spirits, especially when they heard their leaders and the Prophet ﷺ chanting them. Now, in the middle of their digging, they came across a land that was solid as a rock. And so it was necessary for the companions to report this back to their commander, as is the case with any army. And who was their commander? It was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the narration of this incident is as follows. We went to the Prophet ﷺ and said, here is a rock appearing across the trench. He said, I'm coming down. Then he got up and a stone was tied to his belly, for we had not eaten anything for 3 days. So the Prophet ﷺ took the spade and struck the big solid rock, and it became like sand. I said, oh Allah's messenger, allow me to go home. When the Prophet allowed me, I said to my wife, I saw the Prophet ﷺ in a state that I cannot treat lightly. Have you got something for him to eat? She replied, I have barley and a she-goat. So I slaughtered the young goat and she grounded the barley. Then we put the meat in the earthenware cooking pot. So Jabir went back to the Prophet ﷺ and said, I have got a little food prepared, so get up, O Allah's messenger, you and one or two men along with you for the food. Prophet ﷺ asked, how much food is that? So Jabir told him about it, and the Prophet ﷺ said, is it abundant and good? Tell your wife not to remove the earthen pot from the fire, not to take out any bread from the oven till I reach there. Then he said to all his companions, Ya Ahl al-Khandaq, Inna Jabir qad sana'a lakum suran. The Prophet ﷺ called out to the people of al-Khandaq that Jabir had prepared food for them. The Prophet ﷺ said, get up. So the Muhajirin and the Ansar got up. Jabir then said, when I came to my wife, I said, Allah's mercy be upon you. The Prophet ﷺ came along with the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who were present with them. She said, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask you, meaning about how much food you had? Jabir replied, yes. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, enter and do not overcrowd. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started cutting the bread into pieces and put the cooked meat over it. He covered the earthenware pot and the oven whenever he took something out of them. He would give the food to his companions and take the meat out of the pot. He went out cutting the bread and scooping the meat for his companions till they all ate their fill and even some food remained. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Jabir al-an, baqiya ahlul Medina. O Jabir, now what remains is the rest of the people of Medina. Jabir went on to say, Wallahi, ma amsa baytun fil Medina, illa wa fihi lahmun wa sha'irun min dhaka al-lahmi wa sha'ir. He said, we distributed the bread and lamb amongst our neighbors and the people of Medina, and by Allah, no house in Medina spent the evening except with lamb and bread from that pot of food. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers and sisters, no doubt this is another miracle of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah aided him with. So this not only supported the belief in his prophecy, at the same time it displayed his outstanding character. with regards to his piety and genuine concern for the needs of the people around him. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his companions and wanted good for all mankind, for them to follow the truth, which is Islam, to follow the Quran and Sunnah, which is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So once again, my dear brothers and sisters, we learn about the exalted standard of character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how he cared for his companions, how he even served his companions food, how he loved his companions. My dear brothers and sisters, we don't only speak about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for entertainment or to pass time. We speak about him because he is the best example for us. His path is the path to Jannah, and he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "All my nation will enter paradise except those who reject." He was asked, "Who will reject the Messenger of Allah? Who will reject his paradise?" He said, "Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah." He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Whoever obeys me will enter the paradise. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَكَدْ أَبَى." And whoever disobeys me has rejected the entrance to paradise. So my dear brothers and sisters, with the conclusion of this series, we remind one another that the purpose of this series was so we can motivate one another to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take him as an example. So we ask Allah to accept this from us and forgive us for our shortcomings. We ask Allah to guide us and protect us, and to guide our children and our grandchildren and all the Muslims to that which pleases him most. We ask Allah to make us from the people of paradise, the highest level of paradise. Barakallahu fikum. Wallahu a'lam.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.